Hey, Debbie? Debbie?
From the moment you step onto the old wooden floor inside Vidler's, you feel transported back into time to a traditional five-and-dime shop filled with longtime favorites.
Pretty amazing. It's a shopper's paradise.
Beverly Vidler is a third generation of family members operating the store.
No, it's actually my grandfather, Robert S. Vidler Sr., started the store in 1930 in the heart of the Depression, and it was a very risky thing to do, but he took the risk, and he was 40 years old at the time, which was considered, it's hard to believe, but he was considered an old man in that day and age. My grandmother was from East Aurora. My great-grandparents actually settled here. So my grandfather and grandmother had two sons, Bob, the older one, and Ed, my father, and they were the second generation.
So you want a whole display with the
And what makes the store so unique is the 10 different departments in four connecting buildings filled with traditional items, from housewares to old-fashioned canning items to more modern-day products. Vidler says they work hard to keep up with the trends.
And a lot of people that have never been here tend to think of us as your traditional five and dime, which was usually one building, and just things that were very kind of from way back when.
Heading up a wooden staircase to the first floor that's level to Main Street, you'll find many toys that might spark your childhood memory. Perhaps Bozo the Clown items to Lamb Chop the Puppet, or Gumby and Pokey.
So you've got Gumby and Pokey. I was wondering if they still had them.
Yeah.
You can find just about anything here, Kate.
Oh, you absolutely can. Would everything you? That we remember.
Karen Koppel is from Orchard Park. She was with her children who were visiting with her grandchildren from Florida.
What is your favorite thing about coming in here?
Oh, just, you know, all the nostalgia and you know, having the old-fashioned candy. And, you know, I just picked up cake decorating equipment that I need for birthday cake.
You can also find a variety of old-fashioned tin toys. And if you're a jokester, there's always those chattering teeth.
Oh, my gosh, she's dying. Chatter.
Yeah, mostly people just come in for fun. Like, they like all the novelty items and the candy, mostly. That's from what I've seen.
Ed Apin of East Aurora was at the checkout counter. He's been working at Vidler's for almost a year.
Some people, like, just live around here, and they just come here to get things that they need every day, like, especially, like, an office and the craft department, etc., yeah.
Vidler tells WBFO News they shop from a variety of sources to keep their store well-stocked.
All the old merchandise, everything for the past.
John Santonocito left Buffalo 10 years ago and now lives in Florida. But he says Vidler's is always a destination stop when he and his wife return home for a visit.
What's your favorite?
Oh, gee, pretty much like it all. You know, the candies. The original candies, my wife loves all that stuff.
But for many Vidler shoppers, they come just to browse, like Dan Karcher of Orchard Park.
Checking out all the toys and candy and stuff like I used to when I was little.
Vidler says right now she's not sure if the fourth generation will be stepping up to take over when she retires.
Is there another generation to take over?
Not at this point, but, you know, when we were all the age they are now, we weren't thinking like that either, so hopefully there will be.
What are your best memories when you think back of your grandpa running it and coming down here with your family and being a part of it?
The one, my most favorite memory that I always think of is when my brother and I were little, my father used to bring us up here on Sundays because Sundays we weren't open then. It was a quiet time and he could do paperwork or just do things in the office. And he would bring my brother and I, and we were little, I was maybe like 8, my brother was 5, and we would climb in the front windows and pose as mannequins. And as people walked by, we'd stiffen up, and then we'd just wiggle a little to see if they noticed. And for some reason, that's a very, very happy memory to me. It's just the store's always been in our life.
The Vidler's tradition with the red and white striped awning on East Aurora's Main Street is keeping shoppers happy. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Okay, so I can take that. I just want to make sure I get it.
Thanks.